Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The truth is found to be.
Welcome back, 7 till. There's Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane, maybe. I forget which one that was, but that's Grace Slick either way. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Peter Meyer is our guest. Peter, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your books.
The easiest way to find the books, of course, is go to your local bookstore or one of the online bookstores and look for Creating and Dominating New Markets or Warp Speed Growth. And the website can give you links to those, too, at warpspeedgrowth.com. And the website's got a lot of articles on it that are just there for people to take advantage of. I'd encourage people to go use this library.
Warpspeedgrowth.com, folks. You won't go wrong going checking out anything Peter has to say. And be sure to get the books, Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. Peter, you're helping us blow away these assumptions that we have that are the things that we put up in front of us, the things that we allow to hold us back, the walls that we allow to be, that we either build for ourselves or we allow to be built for ourselves, the paradigms that we believe are real. And to quote my buddy Joel Barker, we need to be shifting some of these paradigms, don't we?
We need to either shift them or simply set them aside and build a new one. When you build a new paradigm, what happens to the old one?
It goes away, yeah.
Evaporate.
Becomes
no
obsolete.
Fighting it. There's no point even fighting it. It's like, what happens to an old habit when you start a new one? The old one just evaporates like mist in the sun. You don't need to fight an old habit. You don't need to try to deal with the force of habit. It has no force because you replace it.
Now,
let me go back a second. I said something just before the break I want to make absolutely clear and correct a little bit. I said that, Jim, you are our source. To be accurate, based on what you said earlier, we are our own source. You're right. But, Jim, you are one of our best resources. But we provide our own resources. We're the ones to choose which ones we'll use and which habits we'll follow and which governor we accept. And if we follow what you were saying during the second segment of the show, we'll want to follow the governor from inside ourselves, not the governor from across the ocean.
And I like what you said about choices. We've chosen these things, haven't we? I mean, we've allowed by either directly or indirectly, we've made choices for what is governing us, what is ruling us, what is dominating us, and those are things. If we've chosen them to have that control, that power, we can choose to make them go away and to head in another direction. And it's all about the choices, isn't it?
That's the message from Independence Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't every day Independence Day for a small business person?
No question about it. So
I think we... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think we can start every day with the same questions that started the country, which is, who do I want to serve? Somebody else or myself? How will I do that? And if I want to repeat this successfully, why did it work? So what will I do? How will I do it? Why did it work? And then I can repeat it over and over again.
But there's one thing, Peter, that we haven't talked about that we need to make sure we get in here. If you watch, we've been watching the John Adams series again on HBO, wonderful series. And the thing that you see that the actors did a great job of is you see the fear on their faces. Number one, can we do this? Number two, who are we putting in jeopardy? Number three, is it the right thing? Number four, what if it's all wrong? And so that unknown, when you're creating new markets, when you're breaking paradigms, there is a level of uncertainty, and that puts people off, and that's something we have to deal with.
I absolutely agree, and it takes me back to our first of our three questions. If there is a question that we cannot answer, that we can ask ourselves, to which we can never find the answer, then we should have fear, and that's rational. If there is no question that we can ask ourselves to which we cannot find the answer, then we can say to ourselves, okay, I do not need to keep this fear.
Mm-hmm.
I can let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the Founding Fathers did. They didn't succumb to fear. They dealt with it by realizing that they were self-sufficient and they could build a whole country that was self-sufficient.
And they believed in themselves. And I think that's a good nurturing thought to have about yourself that will get you through all these questions, the three questions that Peter's helped us with, to believe in yourself. Hey, Peter, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Thank you very much.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, the wisdom of Peter Meyer. I told you we'd get smarter when Peter joined us. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.